Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. I'm Brenna, and today we'll be talking about some controversial topics in the music community. One of those topics is how some musicians have been able to maintain successful careers across several decades in contrast to others who have only known a flash of success through one-hit wonders, and if you think that this has always been a trend in popular music. So in this podcast, we're talking about three people in specific. The first is Vanilla Ice, the second is Michael Jackson, and the third is Dr. Dre. Their music is somewhat varied on time period. Dr. Dre was in the 90s, Michael Jackson was in the 70s and 80s, and Vanilla Ice was around Dr. Dre in the late 80s and 90s. People such as Vanilla Ice with the one-hit wonder of Ice Ice Baby have a lower chance of having a higher net worth than someone who is popular for decades like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson continued to be able to make good content for his fans, and also people enjoyed the many, many songs he made in the past. On the other hand, when you have one-hit wonders like Ice Ice Baby for Vanilla Ice, and all of his other songs may not get great reviews or people criticized it a lot, he has even lesser of a chance to be liked by a wide range of people, therefore his net worth going down. If we are comparing the two artists, they each have a huge difference in their net worth because of the different things they're known for. Michael Jackson, decades. Vanilla Ice, one hit wonder. Michael Jackson has a net worth of $500 million at his death value, and Vanilla Ice has one of $18 million at the moment. Today, we have a few words from our critics, one from Mr. Vetranon, and this is what he said. I believe that this is a trend, depending on whether you had one or 100 good songs. Like you said before, you can compare Michael Jackson and Vanilla Ice, but if you compare anybody else with one-hit wonders or nearly 100 songs on the radio, their net worth do vary tremendously because of how much of the impact they made in the industry of the music community and how well they perform and how much of an impact they made their audiences. And I completely agree, because many people can make songs and they can get a hit out of it, but not a lot of people can continue to make good content for their fans to enjoy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I will be talking... I didn't know recording. Oh, okay. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you liked it. Please make sure you like and comment down below if you want more of this type of podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you in the next episode. Now here's some fun dance music.